Welcome to Elevate, the podcast from Victory Life Church Brownwood that brings you the past weekend's message in just 8 minutes. Here are our pastors.
Well, a very big welcome to Elevate, the podcast that gives you this past Sunday's message in just 8 minutes. I'm really excited to be able to bring this message to you. It's the story of joy as we began a new series called The Joy Story. We took a look at how relationships were directly related to your relationship with the Father. In this 8 minute podcast, I'm joined by Pastor Joey and Pastor Frankie. Hey guys, good to have you with us.
How's it going?
It's awesome that we can take this and take people through this discussion so very, very quickly. Before we get into the meat and the 8 minutes that we promised you, we just wanted to remind you that every single podcast episode, we'd like to include a question from one of you, from a listener. And so, hey, if you have a question about what went on in the message, we'd love for you to submit that question to brownwood@vl.church. It's an email, brownwood@vl.church. Also to remind you that attached to this podcast are all the podcast notes so you can follow along. And we'd love for you to get your question in for next week. And we'll be sure to take one question each week from the listeners. Right now, though, it's almost time to start our 8 minutes. So what's going to happen, Frankie?
So what we're going to do right now is Pastor Craig is going to summarize the entire, Sunday message in just 1 minute. So Pastor Craig, your 8 minutes starts now.
Wow. So I know I did this in a lot more than 8 minutes before, but the joy story part one was really about understanding that our relationships with others are directly tied to our relationship with God. And we were wondering why we called this message the joy story when in fact it was all about relationships that last. And we realized that as we as a team worked through the message that, hey, when we had a look at scripture, whenever joy was involved, it was involved in a relationship discussion. And there were three primary sources of being in relationship that resulted in joy in scripture. We took a look at, for example, those three things, the person of God, the purposes of God, and the people of God. Now, we know that when we come into the courts of the Father, when we come into relationship with the Father, joy is involved. When we are in the purposes of God, which is worship, joy is involved. And then when we are in amongst the people, we also understand that there's joy involved. And we took a look, if you are following along in those notes, with a number of scriptures along those three things to show that, hey, where there's relationship, there can be joy, and that relationships with God can roll over into our relationships with others.
Yes, man, that's awesome. That I don't know if I could have done that in 8 minutes or 1 minute, but that was pretty cool. I'm going to jump this over to Pastor Joey real quick, and I want to hear what he has to say about what he got from the message this Sunday.
Well, one of the things that really stuck with me was the idea of how when we have a relationship with God, that He has authority over our relationships with each other, and how that we have to operate within the containers that He set, within the boundaries that He set. And when we operate within those boundaries, then our relationships with others can flourish.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And you know, I was thinking too, one of my big takeaways was definitely that our relationship with God and how that changes our perspective of our relationship with others. And that may have been something that you said. But what's really funny about that is the way I like to see it is when you have a healthy relationship with the Father, you're able to see you how He sees you, and then you can transition that to now how you can begin to see others through the lens of how God sees you. And I think that it makes all of your relationships healthy.
And I think when we understand, and I love the fact, if you're watching this podcast on video, you noticed that Frankie just smiled at Joey, but the reason was they were just worried that their takeouts would be the same. In preparing for the podcast, they were saying, what's your takeout? No, what's your takeout? Because it might be the same. And they were exactly the same, which is pretty cool because that was a primary point in the message. The primary point in the message was, above this whole concept of relationship with God equals relationship with others, was, hey, God has defined our relationship with others so that we can maximize our expression of our relationship with Him in those relationships. As soon as we start tweaking the confines of what He calls marriage, we're going to have trouble expressing the full joy of our relationship with God into our marital relationship. Right. And we need to understand that that goes for all relationships.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's good. You know, it's really funny when we actually, you know, start getting into these podcasts, we realize just how quickly they go by. But even then, like, we think sometimes there's things that we share that doesn't take the time that we allot. And that, but that's the fun part of this. But we promised you guys 8 minutes, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But this is a lot of fun. And real quick, Todd, I do want to ask Pastor Craig, if you can expound on one point from your message, out of all the great points that you did have, what is just that one point that if you had to drive it home, what would it be?
I've actually got two things I wanted to share when you asked that question.
Yeah.
Well, it's not 2 points. It's two things I'd like to ask. Number one, listeners, the concept of joy is found in the person of God, in the purpose of God, and in the people of God is something I'd really love for you as a listener to take a look at those scriptures and find that truth for yourself in scripture. When you have a personal revelation of where that joy comes from, and it's all from relationship with the Father, it kind of hits you between the eyes. Mm-hmm. So the main point of my message on Sunday was those three things. Right. But I really desire that people go and study that in scripture. Find examples of where I receive joy in the person of the Father, and the person of his purpose, the joy of his purpose, and then the joy of his people. But the other thing that I'd really like to expand, if there's one point I didn't pick up on myself, was that, hey, joy is a supernatural gift. Joy is something that is supernatural. And so therefore, just think about the logic of that. If joy is a supernatural gift, it is one of the fruitages of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. In fact, it's the second one listed. If joy is a supernatural delight that's found in relationship, then the fuel of our relationships is supernatural. We cannot be looking at the natural to fix our relationships. We have to be looking at a supernatural source. In this case, it's joy, but a supernatural source to build our relationships on. If we're not looking towards our relationship with the Father, the supernatural, the unseen, as we saw in Colossians, well, then we're not going to be able to see the supernatural roll over into the seen. And that was the purpose of the Christ, to bring the unseen into the seen. And that was why he came, to restore our relationship with the Father, to bring us that supernatural capability to have relationships with others.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Do you have any questions for me, Joey?
Well, my question is there any relationships that God doesn't have authority over? Or does he have authority over every single one? We need to be looking for every relationship that we have. God, what's the container? What's the boundaries? How does that work?
Well, my immediate response to that is no, I don't think so. Because if we honestly look at it, our relationship with everybody else, according to the base understanding of the New Testament commands, is to love others. Yeah. And that love comes from God. So if we are genuinely in relationship, the only kind of relationship that God doesn't govern are the ones that aren't governed by his principles. And as people that are seeking after God's heart, we should be wanting to be, have all our relationships governed by his principles, because then forgiveness flows, grace flows, love flows, joy comes from that. Even the ones that hurt us are governed by God's principles. It's not about what the person does to us that's governed by God's principles. It's our response to them that ought to be governed by God's principles. Mm-hmm. We pray one day that everybody responds to each other based on the principles of the Father. But we know that that's not true right now. Yeah. But that does not excuse us from taking on the world's outlook of retribution, rebellion, take back. That's not of God. It's our response that we have to look at. And the world is getting us so programmed that we only respond based on how people treat us. But it's not that. We give first. God loved first. God extended himself first. And we need to model ourselves on that. Even when it hurts, even when it's tough, we turn that other cheek. We forgive 77 times. And hey, we might need to move away from the person, but that doesn't mean to say that we harbor resentment towards the person. Yeah. Hope that answers your question.
That's good.
Yeah, that was awesome. So while we have to bring this thing to a close, because we did promise 8 minutes, Pastor, what can we expect from this Sunday's message?
Well, it's kind of a crazy look at love. It's Valentine's Day this Sunday. I know that might date the podcast a bit. And if you listening to the podcast and it's not Valentine's Day this coming Sunday, forgive us. But we're preparing this message around Valentine's Day Sunday. And hey, what I'm really looking at is the consideration that God built free will into our ability to love. He chose to love, and we get to choose to love too. We get to choose our free will. He didn't make Adam with a plan. He made Adam that he planned for Adam to make the plan. Yeah. And he was able to respond in love. That is the most immense kind of love you can, is to let somebody be who they are and love them as they are, as they meander through life and make decisions on life. So I'm really looking forward to unwrapping a new level of love. I am going to be chatting about some of the things you do know, phileo love and all those other kinds of love, but I really want to unpack how love and free will are so intrinsically linked, and how we should always be choosing to love like God in our free will.
Right, right. Man, that's awesome. I hope you guys are looking forward to this Sunday's message on love. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. Again, this is Elevate, your Sunday message in 8 minutes, and we will see you guys next time.
Thank you for joining in this episode of Elevate. If you have a question, our email address is brownwood@vl.church. Until next time, be blessed.